Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. Chancellor Angela Merkel and Minister of the Interior Horst Seehofer have agreed to accept around 1,500 migrants from the Greek islands. As Berlin Briefing reported yesterday, Berlin's Interior Senator Geisel traveled to Athens to explore the possibilities for a Berlin state program to accept refugees from Greece. He stated to Deutschlandfunk Radio, quote, "I also know that a federal solution is faster and much easier, but it has to be implemented." Since December of last year, Berlin had repeatedly drawn the attention of Federal Interior Minister Seehofer to the fact that the country has the capacity to accept refugees. Geisel intends to gather information in Athens about the situation in the Greek refugee camps. Meetings are planned with representatives of the UN Refugee Relief Organization, UNHCR, in Greece, the International Organization for Migration, and with the German ambassador. Geisel said that the talks would focus on which people could be helped directly. And in the context of a national reception program, Berlin wants to focus on, quote, vulnerable groups, such as children, the injured, and families. Geisel stressed that Greece is experiencing a humanitarian catastrophe, that Germany must help, but cannot solve the problem alone. And he believes the country can take on a coordinating role during its EU Council presidency. According to the administration, Berlin is prepared for the arrival of refugees from Lesbos. On Monday, the State Office for Refugee Affairs, or the LAF, announced that 1,600 places are available at short notice in the current 80 accommodations. In addition, the disused accommodation on the Tempelhofer Feld is currently being equipped for reception. According to a spokeswoman for the LAF, after the fire in the refugee shelter Moria, Berlin, like many other cities and communities, has agreed to accommodate 300 refugees, if not more. Minister of State for Culture Monika Grütters has praised Der Zentralrat der Juden, or the Central Council of Jews in Germany, as an indispensable moral authority and defender of fundamental values of freedom. Speaking before yesterday's ceremony on the occasion of the Council's 70th anniversary in Berlin, Grütters said that the Central Council has, quote, made a decisive contribution to making Jewish people in Germany feel welcome again. But added, however, that unfortunately, this is still not something that can be taken for granted, especially in view of current anti-Semitic incitement and violent attacks. Grütters emphasized and explained that when the Central Council of Jews was founded 70 years ago, Germany had a long way to go in dealing with National Socialist barbarism, and that the lengthy process had clearly shown Germans the failure of civilization during the dictatorship. But, quote, at the same time, it strengthened our social resistance to anti-Semitism and racism. The Central Council of Jews was founded on July 19, 1950, in Frankfurt am Main, and currently includes 105 Jewish congregations with about 100,000 members, and the Central Council represents their political and social interests. In addition, it's the point of contact for politicians at the federal and state levels for all issues affecting the Jewish community. An RBB interview in German with Josef Schuster, president of the Central Council of Jews, on the anniversary, experiences of anti-Semitism and solidarity in Germany, can be found by following the link in our show notes. Yesterday, the Berlin police launched a new image campaign in an attempt to attract new recruits. Under the slogan 110% Berlin, the authority launched advertising with 11 different images. With slogans such as, quote, colorful, even if they all wear the same color, or, quote, cohesion excludes no one, the police are attempting to create a more open-minded and multicultural image, and are also advertising for applicants with a migration background. After the opening of the new Capital Airport BER this autumn, the operating company plans to return employees to Kurzarbeit, or reduced working hours. Personnel manager Michael Halberstadt announced that all employees were taken out of short-time work because of the start of operations, but will return to short-time work in December and continue to use this arrangement in 2021. Halberstadt confirmed to RBB that after the opening, the reduction of 415 jobs is planned, and that due to a hiring freeze, the workforce is already 120 jobs below plan this year. The new airport is scheduled to go into operation on October 31st. However, because the traffic at Tegel and Schönefeld dropped during the corona crisis, the company sent its 2,200 employees on to Kurzarbeit. Adding to the situation, due to corona, a loss of 260 million euros is expected this year and around 360 million next year. Airport boss Engelbert Lütke-Daldrup remarked that in August there were a quarter as many passengers as last year, and added that this year the company expects to handle 10 million passengers, not the usual approximately 37 million, and in 2021, half the number of passengers as in 2019, when there were 35.6 million. According to Lütke-Daldrup, only 95 of the 111 stores in the new terminal will open for business, as some of them will not be ready in time and others have been victims of the pandemic. He added that the planned expansion stages for the BER will now be postponed, quote, by 2 to 4 years at least. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us simply by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.